Okay, Chevra, I think this will be the last year before Pesach. So we're starting, you should have the pages, and I should have sent them last week. It says on top, Yesod is Ba'avodas Hashem. The first page, which says Beis Yesod, Korach Hashpah, Mimidas HaKoydmas. Korach Hashpah, Mimidas HaKoydmas. I think by now you realize this is not just a practical shiur, you know, step by step, how to deal with the challenges of Shmir's Habris, but it's a limud. I wanted that this should be a limud, ba'imik, in depth, together with all kinds of practical things, which we're going to get to much more with Shmir's Einayim and practical and Yonim Shmir's Habris. But I feel that what the Alter Rebbe wrote in the Hakdamah to Tanya is the way that I try to do things. It doesn't always work out, but I try. There's the short, long way, and there's a long, short way. And my belief is that it's important to know in a way that's yisodi. What is the inyan of yisod? What does it come from? What is the meaning of... Well, it's not just a part of the body that we have to control. It's a part of the soul that we're balabatim over. We have to know what that part of our soul is. This part of us that's called yisod. The external manifestation is that physical part of who we are and the avodah of Shmiras Habris. But unless a person really, really understands ba'omek, what is the inyan of yisod? It's a tremendous sugya, the inyan of yisod. Then the avoda is just patchwork. It's not on a deep level. It's not real. And that's one of the major problems that we have nowadays. You tell people, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But why? Why? What is it? Why shouldn't I? The boys don't understand anymore, and the adults never understood. What is the inyan of yisod? What's the big deal with Shmir's Habris? What does it mean? What do I have to guard this? What's the guarding over here? What is this? So, this kuntras is one I would have loved to be able to get for everybody. They're not around. This is a very big Talmud Chacham. His name is Rabbi Aaron Rubenfeld. He wrote a Choshev Seifa on Kinyonim, a Lomdish Seifa. And he has this kuntras on the midas, on the spheres, and Avodas Hashem, which is very clear and very basic. So we're going to learn a few of the prakim leading up to the inyan of hashpah and leida, giving birth, hashpah, which brings us more into that neighborhood of Kedushas Habris, Shmiras Habris. But we need to understand on a very basic level what this is. So if you have it, I hope you do, on your phone, or if you printed it, on page Nun Ches, where it says on top of the page, Yesodos Ba'avodas Hashem. We'll get started and we'll continue after Yontif Mitzvah Hashem. Beis, Yesod, Korach, Hashpod, Aleph was sort of an introduction. Some of the things in Aleph we already spoke about. Beis. Kvar Gdamnu. Shekidei lahoven heitev inyan zeh, that in order to understand this inyan, aleinu lahakdim biyur midas hayesoid b'chlalusa, in order to understand the inyan of Shmiras Habris, which we're going to be getting to, the inyan of tanug, of pleasure, and how that plays into our lives, the inyan of tanug and hashpah. In order to understand this, we need to learn lahakdim biyur midas hayesod v'chlalusa b'tor mida ben shevis hamidas. What is the place of yesod by the other midas? Mahu inyana. What is the inyan of yesod? So in the maimer that we were learning from Rav Sasson, some of those things we touched upon. Most of it is here is like a continuation. Mahu inyana. We're going to learn that Yesod is not just about Shmiras Habris. We've been learning that already. It's about something that's very important to all of our entire Avodas Hashem. Depends upon each of the Midas. What is Yesod in Avodas Hashem? If you say the Hamidas, Acha Chochma bin Avadaz, Shem Chelke HaSeichel B'maylas HaDava, after the intellectual midas of Chachma bin Andaz, Megiya midas chesed, comes the midah of chesed, Shemakabel ahav ladav. Chesed, of course, means feeling a love for something, feeling attracted. Shemekabla ahava ladav. Mitoch zeh megiyah l'gvura, megiyah gvura, and through and from ahava comes gvura. Sheyorei shelo ya'aved ahava. Gvura on the deepest level means to be afraid not to lose that love. It's like the ahava Hashem is what draws a person to Hashem. Yiras Hashem on a higher level means that I don't want to hurt this relationship that I have with Hashem. That's what gvura is. Same thing with a husband and wife, with his love. You don't want to, gvura means that a person is mezgaber to see to it that nothing gets in the way of this ahava, that nothing hurts, it damages the ahava. That's what gvura is. Sheyorish lo yaved ahava, the fear of losing that love, the fear of something interfering with the love, of damaging the love. V'chakach is teferis. Teferis means shemisparim zeh, mispar, the pride, the simcha that one has being in this relationship. Mispar. V'chakach is netzach. Netzach is shemenatzeach kol ha-menagnim. Netzach, again, means many things, but the most basic meaning of netzach is shemenatzeach kol ha-menagnim. Menagnim, that you overcome. You fight against and you overcome anything that's in the way of that relationship. V'char kach hoid. What's hod? Shemahapech ha-menagdim lo-ayhavim. That you're able to transform all the hisnagdas, all that which is opposed to what, he'll give an example in a second, into what? Into ayhavim, into also being part of the ahava. V'char kach yesh lo korach la-hashpia. And only afterwards does one have the ability to be mashpia, to actually bring this out in one's life. Not only that, but you can give birth, to create, to create something new in this inyan. He's going to give an example in a second. And this is the koach of Yosef HaTzadik. There are full parashiyos in Chumash that are telling us about the koach of Yosef being mashpia. The Yosef, it says in Pasuk, of Yosef hu hamashpir l'chol am ha'aretz. Yosef was the one who sustained and provided for everybody in the world. Hakoach shel lahachyos am rav. Lahachyos am rav, that Yosef was the one who gave life. Lahachyos am rav. Which he said to his brothers. The brothers were crying, Gvalt, what we did to you. And he said, Lemichyos lachan elikim. The Baruch Shalom sent me to give life. Lahachyos am rav. So the inyan of Yisod, of the Tzaddik, of Yosef, is Lahachyos am rav. Ubelado, and without Yosef, lo yorim ish es yodam. Everything was through Yosef at Tzaddik. Blikor she Yosef ein klum. And it's the same thing in our homes. If a father is not strong in the koach of Yisod, of Yosef, en klum. The house is a mess. Bli koach she Yosef, en klum. Eitzel Yosef at Tzadik matzin l'rishon akar ha-yitzur. Now we see by Yosef at Tzadik this koach to create, because Yisod, the bris, is how a child is brought into the world, through the bris, a husband and wife. The power to be creative, to create, to bring something new to the world, comes through Yisod, which is Hashpah. The highest level of Hashpah is not only to improve what is already in the world, but to create. A Rebbe is able to take a child, he's able to have a student, and not just to add something, but to mamish, to mold that person. A parent is molding a child. It's not just giving birth. Creating and molding, and all of that is the mida of Yosef HaTzadik. That's why the name Yosef means tosefes. It means to add something new, to create. But we see this lemaisis. Shaharei kol ha-shvatim hoyu rak shvatim v'le'ovis. His brothers, they were all shvatim, but they didn't have any kind of a din of being ovis. They were shvatim, not ovis. On the Yosef HaTzadik, hoyu lo koach, sha'af shahayim shiftei ka, Yosef HaTzadik was different. that even though Yosef was one of the Shvatim, but Hoya Gam Av, L'Shnei Shvatim Ephraim Menashe. It's a strange thing by Yosef. He wasn't only a product, he was also a creator. The rest of the Shvatim were products of the Avos, the Shvatim. Yosef was a son, he was a product, but he also became the progenitor of Ephraim and Menashe. He created new Shvatim. The other brothers didn't do that. So he received, but he also created Ephraim and Menashe. I mean, of course, they had children. We're not talking about having children. But to bring into the world Ephraim and Menashe that are a chelik of the Shiftei Kah, that's only possible with Yosef HaTzadik. Shenechshvu ben Shiftei Kah are considered among the Shvatim. In Parshas Yeshev, when he's telling us what was going on in Mitzrayim, in the middle of all that Yosef was doing in Mitzrayim, it says that Yosef had two sons. This inyan of Yosef bringing children to the world, the koach of Yesod, gam also by the mother Shvatim, the bracha of Yosef and his children is v'yidgu l'rov b'kerv haaretz. More children, more Jews. That's the bracha of Yosef HaTzadik. V'yidgu l'rov b'kerv haaretz. To multiply. Kosu b'torah abnei Yosef. She Yosef hu koach haholada ha'ashpo v'hayitzir. Yosef is the koach of giving birth. That koach that we have to give birth, not only to children, but to new ideas, to new emotions. To create hashpa yitzira, that comes from the midah of Yisod. V'atan davar echu kein lefi seder shtal shos amidas. Now, just to give perspective, he uses an example with all of the midas. Sheish ben yoni avodas Hashem inyan ha'ilada. To see where does Yisod, where does holada, where does it fit into the scheme of the midas of the spheres? V'nam shel adav l'maha davadayma adam choshev tamachachem b'vei Hashem magil amakam. So there's a big Talmud Chacham in Yirei Shemayim. He comes to a certain place, Shu Kemidba, Kemidba Shmama. You have this big Talmud Chacham, and he moves to a neighborhood where there's no Yiddishkeit, where there's no Torah. Goes to a new place, Kemidba Shmama. Shein Shem Torah Klalakal. Could be there are Jews there, but there's no Yiddishkeit in that place. It's empty. It's like a desert. Hamasav Shom Yorud Ma'oid Mibchinu Ruchani. Spiritually, the matzav in that place is terrible. It was like that in New York 70 years ago. People came here, there was very, very, very little. Very little. I remember when I was growing up, it was very little. Very, very little. V'upoil sham im esem yidosev livnos ulevas eses ator b'mokam ahu. This Talmud Chacham comes to this midbar, And he starts from scratch to make it into a place that it should be a Jewish place. Ad shi hamokam mokam Torah b'mlo muvan hamila, that should be a mokam Torah with yeshivas for boys, for girls, and mikveh and stores. It should be a Jewish place. Hine reishis hi chachma. How does that work? So the beginning is called chachma. Reishis hi chachma. Hachachma shaloi. Now that Chochmah is in the Kuda Bilvad, many of you have learned Tanya, and you're familiar with this, and other Sfarim, you're familiar with this. Chochmah is in the Kuda Bilvad. Chochmah is the Einfal, the idea, the concept, the beginning of that concept. In the Talmud Chochmah's mind, he already sees this as a shchuna, as a neighborhood, with all of the infrastructure of a Jewish neighborhood. But at the beginning, it's just a Nakuda. Sheyem shetzorach la'asei sham mashu, sheyesh sham mokam tarah. He says, I have to do something here to help the Jews in this place. I have to do something for the Jews in this place. They're living without Yiddishkeit in this place. I have to do something. That's Chochmah. That feeling of, I know that there's something that needs to get done. I don't yet have a Hechet Timtz. I don't have the money. I don't have the people. I don't know yet how I'm going to do this. But I know that I must transform this place and make this into a place where Jews can live and to raise children that are Shem HaTermitzes. That's all. That's when Rabbi Yom Kamenetsky came to our neighborhood. That's what it was like. When Rabbi Yoman came, Oliver Shalom, when he came here to the neighborhood, there were some nice, there were Jews all over. But Rabbi Yoman came here, and he rolled up his sleeves, boom. That chachma, that the idea, the concept, the beginning. And everything else that comes afterwards, it's all riding on the back of that creation that took place. Everything here is from Rabbi Yoman Kamenetsky. He was the one that created Yiddishkeit in the Five Towns. That's the creation. That's the Yetzirah. There were a lot of fantastic people that joined him and helped and everything, but that Chachma was Rabbi Yoman's Chamavacha. Sheyom Shetzarech La'asas Shamashu Shiyesh Shamakam Tayr. Habina Tachshu Kva Beprotas Ma Ve'ech La'asas. So Chochmah is that urge, that desire, that exciting first thought. But Bina now descends into Pratim, into details. And here the planning begins. Here already it's a matter of hiring people, raising money, talking. Here already it's getting into the Pratim, Eich La'asayis, yeshiva. So you want to make a neighborhood, you have to have a yeshiva. It has to be a school. Talmud Torah, Karla, whatever it is. Then it comes to Das. Then Das is Tikshem Achshavta Luvatseya Hachlatos Olamayse. Das already means we're past the planning stage. We're now in the stage where it's Atot. The practical plan already is in place. It's not just thinking and talking. The actual plans are in place and we get moving on the work. That's Das. Midas Achesed, Tifol Shetiloy Ahavla Tochnit Shasa. Chesed means that he feels deeply attached. He feels a great excitement and love for the plan that he has, for the program, for the plan. This is it. He's excited about it. You can't create something if you're not excited. You can't create something if you're not excited. If a wife says to the husband, I really would like to have a family together, what do you think? And he says, I don't know. Doesn't look too good. And then, so finally there's a child that's born. She says, you want to help out a little bit? I don't know. It's not so good. Not too many people say those things, but there's a lot of that going on. Right? There has to be excitement. It's not just about... You can't create something. You can't create a family unless there's love. Unless there's excitement. There has to be that excitement, right? That's the theme for tonight's dinner. Don't forget to put on the channel. I don't know what you say. put on the channel. AceCredits.org? Okay. That's a shame. Yes, the Dober is making chasnim. It's a shame. Tuesday and he's busy with the dinner. Yeah, you have to be excited. You have to be excited. And when you're building something, Dobersh knows this also, when you're building something, you have to be excited. You have to be excited. I was reading in the Mishpacha last night about Eli Teitelbaum. Remember, some of you maybe knew, but this Eli Teitelbaum is a remarkable person. Remember his father, Bianco from Kew Gardens. This Eli Teitelbaum is like a... He just revolutionized Yiddishkeit in America. He was the one to like kids' choirs and programs and Cholmoy trips, all the stuff that we take for granted. He was the one that got, until then, like everything was boring. He was this crazy like Yid that just wanted to get the kids excited about learning. He was a Rebbe also for little kids, I think, in Torah Tamimah, I think. He was a Rebbe for like third, fourth graders, also coming in like with outfits and doing stuff and getting the kids into it. There was a new thing. It was a new thing. It sounds like it's partial. Like, how could you not do that? But, and he's like an unsung hero of Yiddishkeit in America. So he was excited. He was in love with the kids. If you're a Rebbe, I remember that I was, like, there was a big, many years ago, I was a Rebbe in yeshiva in high school, and we had all the mechanchim went, and there was a big meeting with Rav Pam Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And there were questions they could ask Rav Palm. So somebody said, what's the most important thing when it comes to preparing? What's the most important thing in chinuch? Something like that. I don't remember the exact question. Okay, yes. And Rav Palm, you know, he was so sweet. I don't know if you ever heard the way he spoke. And Rav Palm just said, you have to love the children. You know, the guys are taking notes. You have to love the children. If you don't, what are you doing in chinuch? If you don't love children, like, what are you doing then? Like, if you don't love your students, then what are you doing? That's the olive. Not that you're smart. Not that you had to say a good shiur. He didn't say that. He said, you have to love the kids. You have to love that. You can't build something if you don't love it. That's chesed. You can't build a marriage. You can't build a home. You can't build a yeshiva. You can't build a shul. Unless there's ahav. Chesed means that you're excited, you love. It's the midah of chesed. So this Talmud Chacham in the neighborhood, he loves this, what he's doing. He loves what he does. He loves his plan. He's excited about building Yiddishkeit over here. He's excited. He loves it. Gewaldig. By the way, Eli Tarabam, in those years, there wasn't a place to send the yeshiva. Guess where he went to yeshiva all of the years? He went to Lubavitch all of the years. He went to Lubavitch yeshiva. That's where he went. And that excitement was something that the Rebbe was able to... There's nobody in our generation that was able to get Jews excited like that, like the Rebbe, to give them a feeling of purpose and excitement. You go into some Chabad place, and you know, in Saskatchewan or something, you walk into some Chabad place, and this guy says, "Hello!" He said, if I'd live in this place, I wouldn't get up in the morning. I wouldn't be able to get out of bed. This guy is like so excited. You know. Well, he hasn't seen a yid in a few weeks, maybe, so he's excited to get somebody coming. But you have to have that love. You have to have that excitement. The Rebbe was able to get chevra excited. You know, so it's hard to find a Lubavitch in the world that's not excited about what they're doing. He did such a thing. The tzaddik was part of such a thing. Excited and on fire with what you're doing. Hagvur, what's gvur? Hagvur tazish lo yavid ahav levatzer hakol kemitzvah. There are things that get in the way. You know, it's exciting in the beginning, and then the bumps. You know, the curves. Things get in the way. And then you have to, when you're trying to build a yeshiva, you're trying to build a shul, then you got to deal with all kinds of stuff. And it's possible for that ahava, for that excitement, for that love to disappear. It's possible for that sekol, getting, even they even use the word of gvur, when they say that he's burnt out. Burnt out. Fire is gvur. Even that lashon of being burnt out. It happens. Things are not, because when he was all excited, everything was new and fresh, and people were into it. But then politics and machlokes and things. And so the gevura is not to allow that stuff to get to you, to be strong, not to burn you out, not to take away the ahava that you have. That happens in a marriage too. All the inyanim of life and difficulties and challenges that a husband and wife have. And Not to get burnt out in the marriage, not to let something stop or get in the way, chas v'chalila, of the marriage. A man goes to work and he's in his house, his wife is working so hard and it's hard for him, and he feels it's a little bit losing the excitement. He goes to his office, and in the office there's some 25-year-old intern in the office that's excited about him and likes to talk to him. Gvura. This girl in the office is going to mess up your marriage. It's going to mess up your life. It's going to mess up your kids. Gvura. Why? I'm not just being friendly. Gvura. Gvura. To be strong. That the ahava that you worked so hard on with your wife 15, 20, 30 years. Be careful. That's gvura. That's careful. You got to be careful. Because otherwise, if you don't have gvur, then the best plan, the most exciting plan, nothing's going to come from it. It's not going to work out. Teferis. Tasa she yispari mashiasa. Tiferes means to feel a glory, a pride, to be able to have nachas with what it is that you're creating in life, with what you've created, with what you're doing, to feel a tiferes, a pride, whatever that is. Whatever that is. You remember the story of Rabbi Levine, Zechasav Kosh Avarcha, when he met that guy that was sweeping the street in Yerushalayim? There was some guy that was embarrassed, and he saw Rabbi, this worker in Yerushalayim, and he put his broom behind his back. Remember? He didn't want Rabbi to see. He was embarrassed that he has a job like that. And Rabbi, you know, was the friendliest person. Rabbi went over to him, and he said to him, "What's your name?" And he said, "My name, Rabbi, my name is so-and-so." He said, And Rabbi said to him, "You know, I'm jealous of you." You know the story? Rabbi said, "I'm jealous of you." This guy's name was Harush. He was Moroccan. He said, Rabbi said, "I'm jealous of you." And he says, why are you jealous of me? He still has the broom. He says, "Why are you jealous?" He says, "Rabbi said, you have the schus to be able to clean the streets of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the Baruch Shalom's place. It's his home, Yerushalayim. There's a schus to clean the Baruch Shalom, Klil Tiferes. Yerushalayim is Hashem's pride and joy, and the world is Yerushalayim. And you have such a schus. And he said, "I'm a kana." He says, "But Rebbe, you learn all day and you teach Torah." And he says, "You have a schus like this." And this Jew said that afterwards I was dancing with my broom. All the years and afterwards I used to feel what kind of a job I have, the worst job, that I'm a schlepper like this. And that's, this is what I do, I clean dirt. He said, after Rabbi said that to me, all the years afterwards, I had like tiferes, whatever it is that a person is doing, as long as it's not illegal. Tiferes, to be proud with your work, to be proud of your kids. Tiferes has glory, has splendor, has spur. Hashem's baruch, all these midas, Hashem's ma'asi, yada, has spur. The Baruch Hashem is proud of us. Ma'asi yadlis for the Rishonim. Yisrael Hashem b'chay espor. Hashem said, Yisrael Hashem b'chay espor. Every Jew, the Rishonim says, b'chay espor. I'm proud of you. To feel that tiferes, to see the beauty of your life, to appreciate the beauty of what you've accomplished in life, to appreciate the beauty. So this Talmud Chacham is now they're working and building, and you see it's getting hard, and it's a lot of politics and stuff going on, and the community is slowly developing. Tiferes, mid of Tiferes. V'zayazolim oid lahamshich pu'ulasa. When you feel that Tiferes, it's going to help you a lot to continue on. When you feel that pride, when you have that nachas, it'll help you to continue. Midas netzach. And Tiferes will help you and will strengthen you with Netzach, which means what? Yinatzeach kol ha-menias, to defeat and to overcome all of the obstacles. If you're not excited, if you're not watchful, if you're not proud, then you're not going to be a Menatzeach. You're going to lose. You're going to throw in the towel. You're not going to make it. You're not going to succeed. Imidas netzach yinatzeach kol ha-menias v'hisnagduyos sha'omdim l'negdo b'pulos. If you can be able with the midah of netzach l'natzeach, to defeat, so that this that you've been working so hard on should have a nitzchias, should be able to persevere, to continue. Netzach should go on. L'netzach netzach should be able to continue. Hoid, of course, means many things. Each of these means it means different things, but Hoid, Yaseh Shekulam Yaskimu Imo. Hoid is Lashon of Moidim. Like when we say Moidim Anachnu Lach. It doesn't only mean to thank Hashem. It means like when you have an argument, like the Tanya says, when you have an argument in the Gemara, and one side is Moidim to the other side. Moidim means that you're right. I'm Moidim. I give up. I understand what you're talking about. And I agree with you. So, Chayit is an amazing midah. Chayit is Chanukah. Chanukah is Chayit. The Ikra of Chanukah is Chayit. The thing of where the darkness actually concedes to the light. It's an amazing thing, Chanukah. Chanukah is Chayit. Yaseh Shekulam Yaskimu Yimai. Chayit means where even those who were opposed to you or in your way, Yaskimu Yamoy. They're mighty to you. V'yifalu letzidoy, and now they join you. You enlist your opponents. They become part of your project. V'yifalu letzidoy lahoytzi lepol machshavta, to bring out that first machshava, that chokhma, bina das, to bring it out. Hoyt, they're mighty to you. Now those who were standing in your way are now part of what you're doing. Now, so far, you know, I've been talking about this, ki'ilu, things are already underway, but at this point, now you really, really can build. Now things are really going to take off at this point. Now at this point, where you've already sort of won over the opposition, and you have everybody with you, excited, involved, and they want to build a malchus of Torah in our little town over here, wherever this is. Now we have two chalakim. Chalak harishon, hu ha-shayach li-yesod. There's yesod and malchus, right? So the first chalak is yesod. Shuhu ha-korach shalokeach es atzmai, lahoytzi kaychoysev el-apoyel. Now you take all of the planning, all of the meetings, all of the begging and davening and pleading and politicking and all of the hard work that you were doing, and you gather together all of these koiches, and you bring these koiches al hapoyo lasos kvar hayeshiva, and you put up the yeshiva, opening day in the yeshiva. You got the yeshiva up and running, you got the staff, you got a place, and you're ready now, the yeshiva to open up. Lasos kvar hayeshiva. You got the kids, families you brought on board. You know, in those years, I remember talking to Rabbi Yaman Kamenetsky. You know, he used to go knocking on doors of people, Jewish families. He used to go knocking on them, talking to them to take the kid out of public school. And it wasn't only to send to my yeshiva, to send them to yeshiva. It's going around knocking. That's how it was. You know, it was in Borough Park. He asked Rabbi Singer. He could. What it was like in Borough Park 70 years ago, after the Milchama. And before the Milchama, even more so. After the Milchama, more. You had to try to get kids to go to yeshiva. To try to have people to go to shul. And not to open the store on Shabbos. There was a tzaddik that lived here in America, then he went to Israel, the Zutschke Rebbe. It was an Adverna Einikel, the Zutschke Rebbe. I met him a few times. The Zutschke Rebbe used to go every Friday, the whole day long. He used to go to the stores. The stores were all Jews that spoke Yiddish. He used to go to the stores begging them, offering them. He used to give them money to close for Shabbos. In Borough Park. That they should close on Shabbos, the store. Huh? To get a minion. It was not so posh to get a minion. The Sam Rebbe was going. Yeah, that was right. The Sam Rebbe was standing on the street. To ask people to come to Davin. But it wasn't. And they didn't give up. They didn't give up. And they had a lot of opposition. Here there was a tremendous opposition. Mostly by Jews. There was opposition. What goes on in our neighbors, wherever we're trying to build Yiddishkeit here in America, different, but in itself different ways, but here in America, Lakewood, Muncie, now neighbors where Jews live, to put up yeshivas, to put up shuls, to build new neighborhoods. There's such a snagdis, you don't want to put some in the Erev, so they're going like in these places in Jackson and Thomas River, they have like these milchamas, putting up a string. Milchamas, all kinds of things that go on. And these are people, there are people that carry it through, and they create these neighborhoods of Yiddishkeit is thriving. To gather together the Talmidim, v'yasch elohim eshiyurim, to begin to teach, v'yashpi elohim terev yashamayim. You know how many people there were, great tzaddikim and great ga'onim, that they were taking kids and doing them aleph beis. The Satmar Rebbe, when he came to America, he was giving a gemara shiur, and he was giving an aleph shiur, the Satmar Rebbe, he was teaching people, he was learning with them Gemara from the beginning. Learning them Gemara. And that Samar was the biggest genius in the world. He could say the fanciest shiurim He was learning about Mishnayos and Gemara. Because he was committed to the project. He loved the project. It's called Yiddishkeit. And he loved it. And he was committed to building a new generation after all that he went through and everybody else went through. And nothing was going to get in his way. Those Rabbi Aaron Kotler, the Sabra Rebbe, those Tzaddikim that came, nothing's going to get in the way. Nothing. Nothing could stop them. Yeshpil ham Torah v'yashamayim. Rabbi Aaron Kotler was going day and night on trains back and forth. Besides that, he slept every week. He lived in Borough Park, and he slept to Lakewood. But he was going all over the place on trains, going to Rabbi Aaron Kotler, going also to ask for money from people. That's what he was doing. He was going to ask for money, Rabbi Aaron Kotler. The Panovich Rav. The Panovich Rav was a big Rav in Europe long before World War II. He was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. All the years going money to build the yeshiva, to build Yiddishkeit. You can't be a person that just has a little bit of an interest in something. Every shul, every yeshiva is built by people who are in love and people who are proud and people who are watchful not to let anything get in their way and people who know how to bring others, even their biggest enemies, to make them into their biggest friends. That's how you build. The ones who are against you, they become the biggest chassidim. That's how it goes. Those are the midas. Of course, with seichel, with planning. That's how it works. That's your side. To bring out the koiches al apal. V'chelek ha'sheni, hu ha'shayach l'malchus, b'chinis makabel, shihi hi ha'tachlis shakol ha'midas, shatalmidim ha'makabelim achen g'deilim, talmid l'cham muflogim. Malchus means when everything's up and running and it's working. That what you built, the kids are learning. And the kids are growing in themselves into Talmid Chacham, and they're raising their own children, and they themselves are going out and making new communities and building and developing Yiddishkeit. That's Malchus. That's really a Malchus. That's Malchus. Ube'emes ha'mokim is hapech l'mokim Torah k'roi k'yeyus. And this place is now, okay, a mokim Torah, a place of Torah. Zuhi tzuras binyan mokim Torah ayidei eser ha'sfiyus. This is just an example. This one example of building a Makom Torah, you could apply it to any business, you could apply it to any family, but that's the model. Very, very basic. Ayde Esra Asfiyas. V'hu Moshul Echad Mini Rabbis. Use any Moshul. Akapon. Yisod Hu Kvar Kshemaschilim Bepol Ba'asiyas Adover. Yisod is already not in the planning. Yisod is the beginning of carrying out this creative act. It's taking all of the koiches that you had in potential, which is the inyan of Kedushas HaBris, the physical koich as well, the potential of life that's contained within the male, and that there should be, then there's a makabel with a chasna, and to be able to have children, to build a family. So yisod means that the koiches are being brought out the poel, where what's potential life, the ability to create, is now, there's an urge to bring this into reality. That same urge to create is the urge that causes kilkel habris, you understand? That's the urge to create. It's the urge to connect. That urge of the male body. It's the same thing, it's what comes from. That's not by a little kid. That's when already a boy is growing up and he's already getting into the parasha, of getting closer to the time of getting married. But even though now, of course, getting married much later, but bringing out his koiches. A little kid is just makabel. A kid is just makabel from his mommy and daddy, from his teachers. But as the boy matures, as the girl matures, but we're talking about boys now, as the boy matures, he's now coming to a point in his life where it's not enough for him just to be makabel. He has to bring his koiches out. That comes with that urge, the sexual urge. But it's bringing out the koiches. Koiches, Bepoil, Lamaisa. Lamaisa. It's not just that he hears it in class and he's learning different things. He wants to do something. He wants to do something. He has koiches and he wants to do something with these koiches. And when the parent or the teacher doesn't know what to do with these kids' koiches and he just tries to put a lid on everything, then the kid explodes. Just explodes. Because it's time for him to bring out these koiches, Elapoil. It used to be when kids were raised on farms, they were running around doing all kinds of fun things and different things, and they were busy working. So they had a lot of the energy was expended in daily chores and just, you know, being on the farm, doing stuff. Now, the kid sits on the couch. What is it? He still has all the, he has kaiches. What does he do with all of his kaiches nowadays? A kid that's, what does he do with all of his kaiches? What does he do? This is a serious challenge. Because Yisod means, and it's a very strong male, it's by women, of course, Yisod's by everybody, but by men, by a male, it's the strongest meter. Yisod is very, very strong. That's the male kayach, to bring out lapoil. The woman is the need to bring makabel. The man's to bring out lapoil. So there's a powerful, powerful need to do something. To do something. And all the kids, the boys are sitting all day long in school, and they say, "Don't move, don't smile, don't talk." Comes home, "Don't stay in bed. Don't go here. Don't do this. Don't worry. Soon as Shabbos, don't watch the computer. Don't turn on the lights. Don't go shopping. Don't." And the kids got tons of kaiches. To do, to decide. But all of that stuff is not psychologically, the place that it comes down to is that one part of the body, the bismila, all of the energy, the kaiches, to create, to do something. There's a tremendous hashpah and yitzira to come to the tachlis. To give birth to something that never was before in the world. Something new. Something new. You see a little boy and you give him something, you give him some tools to make something, he's the happiest kid in the world. Happiest kid in the world. Right? You give a little boy something to do, something to fix. You give him some tools, something to do, he's happy, he's excited, he feels up. Comes then to your side. Netzach. Tferes, that's Haidi Yisoid Malchus, it comes Mamish, and the kid's all excited. Something that wasn't here before. There's nothing to make a little boy happier. But the girl's not as strong. She'll talk more about other things that are going on. But the boy, he's not interested in talking. You give him a plier, or you give him a screwdriver or something, and go, you can do anything you want, wreck the house, he's the happiest person. He's building something, he's making something, he's doing something, he's excited, he's fixing something, he's excited. You're working on something at home, and you call over your son, you say, "Kid, I need your help." Oh, he's the happiest person in the world. Koiches, 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 you say, to create, to bring something new that wasn't here before. And especially if it's something you can get him excited to work on a project. If you're a Rebbe and you have a kid in class that's not learning, how do you get that kid excited to do something that was always the biggest chachma to work on when I was teaching yeshiva. You know, the boy that wasn't into the blat gemara, to give him something to do. And I found it was like, put him in charge of the Purim thing, put him in charge of the chesed thing. To a nursing home, I was sending boys out to send them. There was a nursing home in Forest Hills by the Grand Central. There's a nursing home over there. He said, send them out to go to the nursing home. These are the best guys. Send them out to the nursing home. They made a whole thing, the whole malchus of Bikur Chaylim. The guy that wasn't learning, couldn't learn. But you get him to the nursing home, he was putting on a show for the people there, and he was getting other people to come with him. It was gewaldig. Gewaldig. But how to help him bring his kaiches out, the pile, to bring out the kaiches. Malchus suam akabelis manam ashbiya, he kvar hatet suam amish. Malchus are the results. You can see the results. After all that planning, everything came about. Everything that came finally about through all the hishtalshlus of the earlier of the other midas. Zui hakdama achas shebofen klali. This is just a little bit of hakdama shebofen klali. When we're talking about the midah of yisod, Yosef Atzadik, Hamashbir. Yes, what's tzaddik? Akavonahi should tzarek shiyel adam koach hashpo. That there must be, in a healthy way, a healthy male, especially everybody, even a girl, but very strong, this koach of hashpo. to be mashpia, to make something new, to create, to do, to help, to bring something into the world. Otherwise, if a person doesn't do that, then he's going to feel he's going to lose his ability to care for love. He's going to lose his judgment when it comes to gvura and yosh. Everything will fall apart. If that boy doesn't have a chance to do something that he feels that he's bringing his kaychas al apol, then the chachma bina das chesed gvura tiferes netzach tafal. What's the tachnas? What do I do? What am I doing with my life? I'm doing nothing with my life. What's chesed? Yeah, I love this, but I can't do it. I'm not allowed to do it. So, nothing works out. Unless there's yesod, then everything else that's earlier, he loses his cheshek for life. You see kids walking around like zombies, 15-year-olds, zombies, like old men. No cheshek for life. Walking like this. There was one of the kids in the shul, I was talking to him last week, he said, sweet. I was talking to him, and he said, he wanted to apologize to me. I said, why? What do you do? He said, you know, every time you said anything to me, I rolled my eyes. I said, that's what you were supposed to do. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You're 14, 15, 16, the old guy with the rabbi says something. What are you supposed to do? I tried to say something that was, friendly and nice, but unless I would say, I got the cutest blonde in the world for you, and I'll meet you after Musaf in the back of the shul. What am I going to say to the guy? Nothing got him in. I can't get him interested. I'm going to say, did he hear that Sfasabas? Ooh. So now that he's in Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael for a while, a couple of years, so now he's into learning. So now he says, oh, I'm sorry. That's how it is. But we have to find ways to get them engaged. You have to. Or else it's guidance. Everything else, the whole program, blah, 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 collapses. This kind of haven, this kind of chesed, this kind of good. They'd have no strength anymore, no energy. Nowadays, boys, they say, low energy. What's the matter? You have COVID? No. So why do you have low energy? Low energy. Low energy. You're 14 years old. You should be climbing up you should be swinging on a tree or something. What are you, low energy? Unless you give them the thing. Then Mr. Low Energy becomes, all excited. Because he likes that. So then there's Ahava. He likes his thing. And then he gets very angry. Gvura. If mommy and daddy say, you can't do it now, you have to do homework. Gvura. Right? V'chulu v'chulu. We have to find ways to engage, to excite, because the excite is not going away. And that's Pgam HaBris, is Sheikh Vezer Levat Tola. Levat Tola. That's what it means. Levat Tola. When they don't feel that they can be creative, that urge becomes unbearable. And it comes out in that way, that Aveira, which is a Pgam, and all the other ones, which are Pgam. That's how it can. Levat Tola, my life is about Tola. So what am I doing? I have no interest in this. Davening, learning this, that, I don't care about it. I have no interest in what I'm doing. So then it comes out. What's the next? It's the Vatal. When the second he's old enough, he starts to feel that urge, and he sees the cute little blonde behind the shul, it's finished. He's done. What are you going to do? You're going to yell at him. Listen, that's the middle of your side, the koichest, Yosef HaTzadik, to create Ephraim Menashe, something new, something exciting, something big. That's where it's coming from. And the ones that seem to be the biggest, have the biggest problem with the Indian of Yesod, are the ones who are most creative. The ones who are most creative. And that's why it's the biggest tragedy of losing them. The ones who are most creative. This goes back to what I was talking about on Shabbos morning. The two Tvachim, the Tvachim in between, to figure out how to make Torah something that the new generation can be excited about, Yiddishkeit, how to make it exciting. That's the chachma of that tvachaim b'emes. Okay, chaver, we'll meantime we're going to have to start getting ready, trying to get rid of the chametz, or figuring out how you're going to get to Orlando on time. Hashem Yirachim, Shem Yirachim, and all of us, we should be in Yerushalayim soon.